Hi, everybody. People were particularly chatty today. I don't know, Radley. What do you think? Did you do to us? Infused us with things to talk about. Radley's going to have to leave a little bit early, and then we have a few minutes to talk after she leaves. So it's her turn to take us through this exercise.
All right.
So I wanted to propose a little Joanna exercise. Which she does. She's just great how she gets people become active. And so in a little bit I want you to get into groups of four. And maybe move your chairs around. All right, I will explain to you what is going on. The exercise is called Invoking the Power of Intention, supported by the beings of the three times. So first, I wanted to say Joanna talks about what is called deep time. I don't think she was the first one to coin this word, but I just wanted to tell you what that is. As we affirm our embeddedness in the living earth, we become aware of other rhythms than the frenzied pace of industrialized, computerized society. We open, furthermore, to vaster reaches of time, to the vibrant reality of past and future generations, and the strength their presence can transmit. Such an experience of time was familiar to our ancestors, and it can be ours as well. It is our birthright as members of the living body of the earth. So that is what deep time is. We, in a way, make contact with the voices of our ancestors and of future beings. So the second theme of this exercise will be intention. So when you are clear about your intention and at peace with yourself, aligned and moving with purpose in your work, then magic happens. I just love this saying by an old Chinese wise man who says intention leads to behavior. Behaviors lead to habits. Habits form our personality, and our personality has something to do with our destiny. So intention is really important. Not that we can control everything, we can't. But we can control how we are. You know, it's like who said that, Viktor Frankl, who has a why can deal with any how. So as long as we have our meaning, our purpose, and our intention, we can move through life with more strength and vibrancy and purpose. So you are here in these groups of fours. So one person is the one who holds the intention. The second is the voice of doubt. The third is the voice of the human ancestor. And the fourth is the voice of a future being. And usually, Joanna lets us think about seven generations forwards. So you're sitting in groups of four. So I want you to have just a moment of silence, and for each person to select an intention Okay, so maybe I say it one more time. Yeah. So some moments of silence for each person to select an intention they like to explore further. And just think about that. What could be our intentions? Maybe that we would like to leave our world a slightly better place for our grandchildren. Simplify energy needs. Make healthcare more accessible. Help people understand each other who have different worldviews. Help preserve the bees or butterflies in this region. Whatever it is for you, you know, it's just, I wanted to give you. So for a moment, just close your eyes and think about an intention that you like to hold. Then take one person from your group describing, unfortunately we can only do one person. We wish we could go through all, but we can't. One person describing her intention. Just maybe in each group, who raises their hand first describing their intention? Okay. Yeah. And then the second person will be the voice of doubt. The next person, the voice of the human ancestor. And the third, the voice of the future human being. Okay, start with the person with the intention. So then the next person to the, if you go clockwise, is the voice of doubt. Yeah? Huh? All right, okay. So I'd say, okay, let's give 2 more minutes for the intention part. So now let's come to the next person to the clockwise, the right, being the voice of doubt about this intention. You did? Okay. Let's give them another minute. Let's not give doubt too long time, just a little bit of time. And so let's stop that there was a doubt and let's go to the voice of the human ancestor. Next person. What does this human ancestor feel about your intention with all the wisdom the ancestor has? And now please move to the future human beings. This person 7 generations forward. Maybe 100, 150 years forwards, what would they feel about your intention? Oh, thank you so much. or white. Slowly come back together. So I was just wondering how that was for you, this experience of deep time. I know. I wish we had another hour for this. Yeah. Well, the role of doubt is important, because sometimes our doubts are actually undermining our intentions. And if they are unconscious, they can be more potent. And so doubt is also helping us to discern. All right. So does anybody want to comment or have a question? And I wish we had another half hour for this exercise. I was thinking I want to do like a Sunday afternoon at Trinity. You know, I have once a month a Sunday afternoon at Trinity, which I before had at La Casa. We will do a whole Sunday afternoon on this. This would be actually really cool. So,
are you going to put a timer on me, because this is dangerous? I'm going to repeat my reaction to what our intention was, the homeless.
Oh, hold it closer. How's that?
And the intention was do something about the homeless. And anything. And I suggested just talk to people, because when I'm afraid, I talk. And if somebody scares me, I will probably say, hi. Or it's a nice day or something, and that right away cracks that fear in me of something that's not known, or something that frightens me. Or if it's a person that frightens me, I will speak to the person. And by the time I finish, I'll know, you know, where the guy lives, and, you know, his car is parked in a no parking space and all that stuff.
I was asked to speak, to be the voice of the future. And so it was very powerful, really a powerful exercise, to get in touch with that idea of looking seven generations down the way. And what it hit me was the question would be, why didn't you do some little thing to ease the homeless situation? Why didn't you allow your fear or the feeling that you what you did didn't matter to stop you? And that's a good message for me. Yeah.
Thank you. Who else would like to?
Our intention was, let's see, where is it? Where's the one? Oh, help people understand each other who have different world views. And it was very interesting. We had the doubter.
Yeah. Well, that I don't know. We have become so ingrained in our own personal opinions that it's very hard for us to open up and really let go of that and listen to someone else and respect their views, their attitudes. And anyway, that was my doubt, that this can really happen.
Actually, maybe in that vein, I want to recommend a book which really helped me in that sense. It's called Strangers in Their Own Land. And it's by a woman called, maybe it should be your next book, I come, by Arlie Russell Hochschild. She's a Berkeley professor and sociologist, and she went for 5 years to Louisiana and interviewed people from the other side of the political spectrum. And it was really, I mean, there are lots of stories in this book, and also, you know, some philosophy and data, but it's amazingly written. And I felt it was, I mean, as I can't go, and I'm maybe a little bit afraid to go to Louisiana and do this, I thought it was just a very important book for me. Anybody else wanting to say? Yeah.
We took as our focus family love, and
little closer to your mouth.
Sorry, we took as our focus family love, and we discussed it from the four levels: the doubting level, how it's difficult speaking it intergenerationally, as well as in the present tense, in that intergenerationally. It's very difficult to maintain because different senses of values are in contention. And the intention, of course, side of the issue, we felt like it was imperative that what we leave behind would be motivational to the next generation rather than seeking inspiration from the past, but to be motivational for this generation and the next generation, to base the issue on love within the family and not judgment. And the third context is that within the family there can be monsters of difficulty individually, whether they be medical and or psychological, that are difficult to maintenance under the title of love, but at the same time there's no way of turning our back on it, that we have to inculcate it in who we are. And maintenance on a one-way basis, one-sided basis, if necessary, in order to maintain the unity of family and love, and pass that hopefully on as a family dynamic to the next generations as the family divides up. And I've added a little bit, and I hope nobody is looking.
Thank you so much. I will unfortunately have to slip out because I teach a whole group from UCSB over Zoom. So I have to go back to my office. But Judith will gracefully take over, and you just keep asking and commenting.
Thank you so much to Radley. She's just a joy, and every time she comes, we have a different insight. This was a great, you were all buzzing talking to each other. And I wanted to let you know, first of all, a couple of things. One thing is that, you know, we come from far and wide here. We have Patty Grattan, who gets on, did you drive or did you come on the train today? She comes from San Luis Obispo to come to Word and Life. Yay. There she is right there. One time was the train, and the train was late, so now I guess she's driving. The next thing is we have the independents back there. They're kind of low. They're on the chair, and perhaps you haven't seen them, so please pick one up. Oh, okay. Well, we have 5 minutes to talk before we have to leave. And I wanted to tell you about Radley's offerings on Mondays. But you can go on her website and find these. Monday at 7 at St. Michael's Church in Isla Vista. Trinity at 7.
Usually it's at 6 o'clock at the Museum of Natural History. But once a month we have a bigger meeting at Trinity Episcopal Church. And it's not always the same Tuesday. If you go to radleyweiningerphd.com, there's a calendar and it says which one it is, or you go on my mailing list and then we'll send it to you. And Thursday I just have now at the Sacred Space in Summerland. I will be there at 6 in the evening.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And there's somebody who wanted to say a poem. I just wanted to.
Okay, and I have the Jackie. Jackie, you want to come up?
It more or less reflects what we were talking about in the beginning, and that's why I thought it was appropriate. I don't have my glasses on, so I may not even read my own writing, but it's called Portrait of Disaster, January 9th, 2018. Night sky turned crimson, bright as noon. As an open wound, it bled sheets of rain. Above us, the mountain groaned and let loose eons of mud and boulders upon the dreaming village, tumbling, crashing, careening, sweeping down all in its path, crushing, grinding, burying, with a low, ongoing rumble that changed us forever. The morning sun looked down upon a new landscape, one of rocks and mud, crumpled cars and refrigerators strewn across the splinters of desolation. Looked down upon the closed eyes of the dead and the glazed eyes of the living, and a doll's lonely arm in a torn blue sleeve. And from the broken houses, the frantic phones ring on and on. But we the living will find a way to answer them and to heal.
Very appropriate. Very heartfelt, and thank you so much for that, Jackie. I want to thank the Orange Group. You did a wonderful job today. There were all kinds of goodies there. And I want to warn the Brown Group, you're up next, all right? The Brown Group. And next week we look forward to our Native American couple. They're coming. They have ancestral roots in Ojai, and they're going to present the indigenous views. Their name is Lisa and Wolf Wapapa. They're going to be talking about chapters 1, 4, and 9. 1, 4, and 9 next week, the indigenous views. I have seen this couple working with Radley and Michael at the Casa de Maria. They were supposed to come early on in the series, but the Highway 33 was blocked, 101 was blocked, and we were going through all kinds of things. So we shifted everything around, and the blue flyer in the back is the correct one now. All right, see you next week. Thank you very much. Thank you.